darkness is real and oppression real. But more real is our victory, for this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
There was the testimony of that family yesterday, and it goes to validate the statement of Ezekiel 31, the waters made him great. The word came and the enemy came to resist the word, and they went down and bought 19 books. How many? They devoured the substance in those books to a point that they could name their children. The waters made him great, and the deep set him on high. The waters made him great. The same way, when you go for God's word in any aspect of your life, there is a breaking forth. No matter the intensity of the resistance and the opposition, there is a breaking forth. The waters made him great, and the deep set him on high. The waters made him great, and the deep set him on high. I'd like you to go with this understanding that everything on this earth answers to the authority of the content of this book. For he upholds all things. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Not most things, not some things, but all things. Including your financial destiny and your heritage of financial dominion. He upholds all things. All things by the word of his power. All things. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Success is always interpreted in most developing nations as a function of connections, isn't it? Now, who you know that matters is who you know that matters. It's always misconstrued as a function of connection. But I'm glad to tell you this morning, destiny in the kingdom is a function of revelation. Revelation, revelation, revelation. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Now you see, I am not surprised that we are where we are. I've said it many times. I would have been surprised if we are not there. I would have been surprised if we are not there. That means I was too conscious of where we were heading. How? By the revelation of the truth. Destination can be defined by revelation. Destination is defined by revelation. As far as your eyes can see, they shall be given unto you. So you see it, and then it becomes yours. You become so persuaded of the things you see that you begin to operate in the reality of them before you enter them. You begin to operate in the reality of them. So success in the kingdom, it's not a function of connection. I want that to be off your mind, particularly Nigerians. I have the privilege of having many good friends that are in terribly high places. And I have their phone numbers at my disposal for free. I can call most of them any time of the day or the night. Some of them are heads of nations. But there is no event of my life that is traceable to one of them. Not one, not one. Businessmen, listen. Your crave for connection is the reason for your frustration. Hallelujah. So, destiny is not a function of connection, but of revelations. Revelation. Revelation is what defines your destination in life. Zugu shabrakido zuzama eruza rikuru jaradaza. No devil can hold you bound in barrenness if you hold the revelation for a turnaround in your hand. You can't meddle with poverty if you have a revelation, the revelation of supernatural prosperity in your hand. You can't. You can't be struggling growing a church if you have a revelation of church growth in your hand. Did Koli propisi ale tuzaye karado zuma yekende sumble krekina du daburian zuzu rande kano tazuza. You need to be free from frustration by a renewed crave for revelation. 19 books, husband and wife devoured them, the light of heaven overshadowed them. And you tell me, they came here with a set of twins. You are coming here this coming year with inexplainable dimension of prosperity. I have many great friends in the West. In US and Europe, good people with great ministries. But there is nothing about my life in terms of how you define success that is traceable to any of those connections. Except, of course, the word of the Lord that came forth from them, which was received by me and brought a turnaround for me. Zute proki sisuri ande sugana yashigara disuble keri anda pakano tuzene. Now see, there are men in every generation with the word of God in their mouth for the purpose of transformation of men and women in their generation. And all you need to do is to recognize that. And they go after the things that come from them to begin to devour them. So you can gain command. Nothing guarantees command in a wicked world like the word of God in your heart, manifested through your mouth and demonstrated by your actions. Again, success is not a function of connection. It's a function of revelation. I'd like you to know that. A function of revelation. Revelation, revelation, revelation. That is what gives you command in a world of conflict. This morning I'll be sharing with you a mystery that will give you mastery. I'll be sharing with you on a thing I know you've never heard before. And I can tell you that because I'm just hearing myself. Amen. Now see, I'll be sharing with you this morning on the mystery of the greatest seed. The mystery of the greatest seed. The mystery of the greatest seed. How many here believe that God is not in need? He said, if I were hungry, would I have asked you? Even if I had a need, you are not qualified to be my source. The 1,000 rams upon the 1,000 he is dear mine. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and all that dwell therein. You know all of that. God is never in need. So your seed is not to meet God's need. Because your seed itself is an outflow of the blessings of God in your life. Until you recognize that God is not in need and that your seed is not for the purpose of meeting God's need, you might never have the delight required in your given life. There is only one thing God asks us to give him. And I'll be sharing with you on that this morning. If you catch it, you gain command for eternity. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. My son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Not give me your money. Not give me your houses. My son, give me your heart and let thy eyes observe my ways. My son, give me your heart. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. That is the greatest of all seeds. It is the seed that gives meaning to every other seed. Outside of that seed, every other seed loses value. The worth of every other seed is determined by the great seed of your heart. And listen to me. The most prosperous church in the New Testament is the Macedonian church. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and beginning from verse 1. I want you to understand the grace that was bestowed upon the church in Macedonia. Oh, they gave. In spite of their poverty, their liberality overrides their poverty. He said, but this they did, verse 5, 2 Corinthians 8, 5, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. First. That is what gave meaning to their giving. They first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. They first gave themselves unto the Lord. Giving becomes a natural delight when you have given yourself to the Lord. Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Other scripture said, other translation said, where your heart is, there your treasures will be also. When your heart is out for the Lord, your treasure flows naturally. My son, give me your love, and I will turn you to a wonder. Give me your love, and I will turn you to a wonder. The Macedonian church has remained an historical church of supernatural prosperity. Ye Macedonians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Therefore, my God shall supply all your needs. So if you look at the Macedonian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, is the same Macedonian church in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 down to 19. The first gave themselves unto the Lord. They became God chasers, God cravers, God lovers. And they became world changers. Every addicted God lover is an upcoming world changer. When your heart goes after God, your mark or not is guaranteed. Every addicted God lover is a potential world changer. Every addicted God lover. I like the mechanical dimension of prosperity to give way. If your heart is not there, your giving has no worth. It is the intensity of your love that determines the gravity of the worth of your given life. Many givers in the body give because they love the returns, not because they love God. And so nothing returns. For even if I offer my body to be burnt, and I part with all my goods to feed the poor, and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 3. Listen, God's people. Prosperity message is not a game. It's a covenant work. You must identify with the terms of the covenant, or you keep roving the streets in futility. Give and it shall be given to you. It's not automatic. He said, though I part with all my goods to feed the poor, and I even offer my body to be burnt, and it's not on the basis of love, it profited me nothing. I love you, Lord. Every devil in hell knows I do. I love you, Lord. Every witch in town knows I do. I love you, Lord. Every enemy in the dark places knows I do. You don't know what that means? I'd like you to strike a covenant deal today to give your heart to him. Until the love of God becomes your motivation in your given life, is wasted resources. You can give without loving. You can give for love of money. But you can't love without giving. You can give without loving. There are people who give things to you not because they love you. They just want to secure their relationship, perhaps. I've had people give some things to me, and some of the things they do against me behind, I say, hey, giving is not truly an expression of love. Giving most of the time can be a trap. Most people in church give just to try if what they say happens when you give happens. They see it more as a spiritual business venture. Let's try it now. If it doesn't work, they are the first to react. I gave tithe last month. I gave this month. And they say, God, we open heaven. I didn't see any heaven. It's not. It's giving is not love motivated. It's money driven. That's why it's running dry. Somebody asked me years ago, he said, Brother David, what do you do between the time you give and when you receive? I said, I have never thought of it. I have never thought of it. What do you do between the time you give and when you receive? I've never thought of it. But you see people today, they say, give and picture the car you want to buy. picture the house. You see, let them show me the proof of what they say, and I'll show them the proof of what I'm saying. Let them show me first. But you know what the Bible says? Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. That means you have never seen what God has committed himself to do with his lovers. They will become pace setters, trailblazers, pathfinders. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. That's where it is. So the love of God is the anchor of your colorful destiny. The love of God. The burning love of God. The passionate love of God. The emotional love of God. You are carried away. You can't love God and be breaking his church, would you? We can't love God breaking his church. You can't love God and be breaking his church. Everyone in this ministry know I am so protective of the well-being of the body of Christ. I'm so protective. I'm passionately, weeping fully, protective of the body of Christ. Love that is not expressed is fake. Now let me tell you this. You can't destroy his lover. To be in love is to become his bride. And nobody can mess up your wife in your presence. Particularly when you have the power to deal with him. So when you become the bride of the bridegroom, your case is covered. Now hear what he said. You see, the whole army of Israel went after one boy called David. The whole army of Israel. With Saul, who from his shoulder above is taller than everybody else. The whole army. The king left his throne and said, I want to command the troops. The whole army. You know what God said? He that keepeth my commandment is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. John 14, 21. God says, I will be manifesting around him. I'll be what? I will be manifesting around him. I will be manifesting around him. So the love of God is your stronghold. Come and say stronghold. Can you imagine the Almighty marching around you? And say, whosoever has the chest in my village, they say, whosoever has the chest, let him enter. He draws a circle and puts you inside. And he marches around you. I will manifest myself to him. Like, come. Come inside now. Come and touch him. Come and touch him. If I don't destroy you, I'm no more the Almighty. Come and touch him. Come and touch him. You know what the Lord said about David? I will beat his foes before his face. And I will plague them that hate him. He said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert upon him, neither the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague all them that hate him. Psalm 89 verse 20 to 24. I mean, when you are in love, you are in a stronghold. And David was a man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel 13:14. A man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart is, I will plague them that hate him. I will plague. He said, he loves me. He's my darling. He's my bride. And you want to torment him? You want to molest him? You want to assault him? I will show you Pepe. So I will plague them. Me, God, will plague them. All your haters are in trouble now. He said, I will plague them. I will plague them that hate him. I will torture them. I will show them I am Almighty Jehovah, the man of war. Why? He's my bride. He's my bride. He's my bride. You can't have means without your wife partaking of the pleasures of the means. Huh? I'd like you to be open. He said, my son, give me your heart if you must make your marks. Give me your heart if you must make your mark on earth. Without your heart, you never make your mark. I want to manifest myself to you. I want to bring to pass things that eyes have not seen or ears heard, neither has entered to the heart of any man, about to happen in your life. He said, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Eyes have not seen what I have in stock for them that love me. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. That way, a pastor does not mean you have given him your heart. It may be your profession, your occupation. Give me your heart. That you are a president and a founder does not mean you are in love. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. And you will make your mark by my supernatural backings. Give me your heart. I will show the world what I am worth. The mystery of the greatest seed. The mystery of the greatest seed. The mystery of the greatest seed. The Macedonian church was in love, so they assessed supernatural prosperity in an historical dimension that Paul began to refer to the dimension of grace that is obvious in the Macedonian church. He said, let me show you the secret. They first gave their own selves unto the Lord. They first gave their own selves unto the Lord. And then to us by the will of God. This is very important. My son, give me your heart. And let thy eyes observe my way. From Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 to 21. It is impossible for your heart to be with him. And for your resources to be kept from him. Where your heart is, there your treasures will be also. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If your heart is there, your hand will show it. God so loved the world, he gave. If you so love the Lord, you don't just sing and dance, you give. God so loved the world, he gave. God so loved the world, if you so love the Lord, what do? You give. No matter how pious you may look and how spiritual you may sound, if you are not a giver, you are not a lover. If you are not a giver, you are not a lover. You are at best a user. You are only using God. If you are not a giver, you are not a lover. If you are not a giver, you are not a lover. You are at best a user. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the same chapter 8 and verses 7 and 8, he said, I want you to put together your givings to prove the sincerity of your love. To prove the sincerity of your love. So your love is not sincere. if it is not validated by your given life. Your given life is the only way to validate your claim of love. You give to prove the sincerity of your love. John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. If you so love the Lord, what are you giving to prove it? 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 8. What are you giving to prove it? He said, you give, you put together in bounties to prove the sincerity of your love. You put it together in bounties to prove the sincerity of your love. You put it together in bounties to prove the sincerity of your love. It's so important. It's so vital that the reason people have problem with giving is because they have not given the greatest seed. When the greatest seed is given, other seeds flow without any hindrance. Anything goes without any hindrance. Anything goes without any hindrance. Anything goes. I mustn't forget where I started from. Destiny is not a function of connections. It's a function of revelation. Your destination is not determined by your connection. It's determined by the revelations you are working in. I'd like you to know this morning, therefore, that until you give him your heart, you cannot make a mark on this earth. Eyes have not seen. That is landmark exploits. Come and say landmark. Landmark exploits. There are young ladies here, young men here, elderly people here, all over this place, who carry destinies, billionaire's destinies, trillionaire's destinies on their life. Why must you die a pauper when your destiny is so enviable? And if you don't find the revelation that will bring you into that destination, you may die in frustration. September 12, I entered into this covenant of addiction to the Father through affection. I read a book by Oswald J. Smith. You know, the waters made him great. Ooh. And the deep set him on high. I read a book by Oswald J. Smith titled The Man God Uses. I was a boy. The Man God Uses. I read that book as a voracious, hungry person. I read it and read it and came up and said, I got the master key. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't bother about nothing. And all these things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you. And I wrote my covenant with God by my handwriting. My wife and I were in courtship. We were not married yet. I was so crazy that marriage wasn't making too much money to me anymore. Can anybody successfully marry a man who has signed this kind of deal? So I called my wife, who was there, my fiance, and I said, can we sat down in one church alone, two of us, at the back seat of that church. I said, I entered into a covenant last night, and I need for you to know what it is, so you can determine whether you still want to follow or not. And read that covenant, and she said, she will. I said, okay, sign it here. September 12, 1976. Don't blame God for what he's doing with my little life. I struck a deal with him many years back, and I've kept the terms of that deal till now. Not even my life matters to me as he matters to me. God became the only reason I'm living. I have never prayed for a car. I've never prayed for a house. There is nothing wrong with it, but I wouldn't need that because I found what to do that will bring every other thing. It's far back then. Listen to me. You need to strike that deal on this mountain. The Lord, take my life and let it be Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments out. Let them flow in ceaseless flow. You see, you need to get to that point where God can claim practical ownership of you. Is your Savior? Yes, but is he your Lord? He's not your Lord until you are in love. And Sarah called Abraham Lord. When you become his bride, he becomes your Lord. And then you are now in a relationship that gives you the covering and gives you access to the windows of heaven unhindered. We have never lacked food in our home since we got married. Never lacked food in our home. He said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. It has never entered into the heart of any man. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. If you want the glory, please receive the story. Behind every glory lies a story. And inside the story lies the secrets. There is a secret behind every star. Every star is secret made. That's why every business exploit is built on trade secrets. Trade secrets. Trade secrets. They have their formula that you must not get to know. But bless God, every secret in the kingdom is an open secret. Every secret in the kingdom is an open secret. Until you are in love, you are not secure. Until you are in love, supernatural prosperity is not in view. I'd like you to be excited. This is a great morning for you. It's a great morning for you. It's a great morning for you. If the love of money is your reason for giving, you will mourn. For the love of money, whether in church or out of church, is the root of all evils, which some have coveted after and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But, O thou man of God, flee these things. That's not where the answer is. The answer is in your love for God. And your love for God gives you access to the best from God. And the best from God includes unlimited prosperity. Unlimited prosperity. When you win his love, then you are entitled to his best. God so loved the world, he gave his best. When you win the love of God, you become qualified for the best from God. And the silver is his, and the gold is his, saith God. So when you are in love, the struggle comes to an end. That is where the answer is. Love is as strong as death. Paul the apostle said, not that I have needs, for I have all and I abound. Is that in your Bible? Paul said he has all and he abounds. And Paul said, who shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? He was a lover. And being a lover, he became prosperous. He said, I don't speak in respect of wants, but I'm speaking so that these things can abound to your own account as abounding to my own. Paul was not a man in need. You are not in need because of the city in which you live, the job that you are doing, or the ministry that you are in. You are in need because you are not in love. When you are in love, your needs will end. Huh? The waters made him great. Years ago, some of my people are here. We gathered together on the 3rd of October, 1984. Just about 20 years ago. And we had a need that time, Bishop Aremu, you still remember? We had a need that time to pay some rent on our property. And I said to the few people that gathered together with us, who are the leadership of our great church, come and say great church. And I said to them, now that we are all at the same level, understand what I'm saying. Because a time is coming when some of us will take off in the air and we start saying we don't even know what they are using. I said, let me tell you what I am using. I am sold out to God. October 3, 1984. I am sold. I wasn't guessing. I knew what I have done. I wasn't guessing prosperity. I wasn't guessing and wishing prosperity. I knew the gateway to it. I said to my people, I said, let me tell you what I am using. I am sold out to God. I said, God knows if that money is in my pocket, it won't appeal to me to give it. He will not appeal to me to give it. He will not appeal to me to give it. My wife and I have got to a point where we have been able, by the grace of God, to give $1 million at a time. Don't die with those little things. They don't hold your future. God gives only bread to eaters. He gives seed to sowers. If you're an eater, you will live daily collecting. You'll be collecting daily. If you are a seed sower, you are always securing the future by the seeds that you sow. Don't die a bread eater. Live a seed sower. Don't die as an eater of bread. Live as a sower of seed. And the future will be constantly secured even for your children and your children's children. Come on, wake up. I don't know what else to say. I wish I can give you my heart to swallow. You need a heart for God. Please, you need a heart for God. You must divorce yourself from a crave for money and come back to a crave for God, and God will be at your command. Job so loved God that even in his crisis, he was having romance with God. Even in his crisis, in his lowest ebb, he was celebrating God. The wife was so angry. Are you still holding to your integrity? Curse God. He said, don't touch that area. Even if he slays me, I will yet praise him. Every addicted God lover is a potential world changer. Every addicted God lover is a potential world changer. Let's stop guessing a great future. Let's start taking steps into a great future. The love step is the largest stride into a great and enviable future. God is always right. That's where I stand. Whatever he has not done is because he doesn't feel it's safe for me to have it. Well, any time he gives it is the best time. Lord, I love you. Even if you don't answer any more prayer, you have tried. Saving my life without any price, you don't try. I said to God, even if you say there is no more heaven, I will still follow you. Wherever you go to, we go together. God is God, no matter how you feel. God is God, no matter your opinion. God is God, no matter your reactions. The mystery of the greater sea. The mystery of the greater sea. The mystery of the greater sea. Hallelujah. I don't want emotion to override your decision. September 12, 1976, I entered into a covenant by a deliberate and conscious decision. If this is it, then here am I. If this is it, then here am I. If this is it, then here am I. I like you. Don't do it because somebody else is doing it. How many are ready for God here? Are you ready for God? Are you sure you are ready for God? Are you sure you are ready for God? Are you sure you are ready for God? Are you willing to give yourself over to God? Do you want to contact the Macedonian syndrome? So you can become an historical blessed man? So you can become a landmark prosperous man? So you can become a pace setter, a trailblazer, a pathfinder, a role model? Lift up your hands and your heart to God and tell him what your decision is. Tell him what your decision is. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Let him hear your decision this morning. Renew your vow. Renew your vow to go after God. Renew your vow. Renew your vow to go after God. In Jesus' precious name. The love of God may make you suffer humiliation, but it's only for a moment. The weight of glory that is ahead is not comparable to whatever level of humiliation you may suffer in the process. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But even if he does not, we will not bow. We are in love. We can't bow. No, we can't break our marriage vow. We are in love. Even if he does not. Did he do it or not? Even in the fire, their lover appeared. Even in the den of the lion, their lover appeared. He said, even if he does not, we are on. We won't break our vow. I pray in the name of Jesus that the same visitation that set a foundation for my destiny, which came September 12, 1976, becomes yours now in the name of Jesus. Everything striving to separate you from the love of God, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. David was king of Israel, and he became the wealthiest citizen of that land. He didn't own a store in the marketplace. The love of God gave him access to the best from God. In 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3, and now because of my affection for the house of my God, I have given out of my own private treasury. And what he gave was worth $576 million worth of gold then. And another set of millions of dollars of silver for the decoration of the house of my God. This is apart from the building materials that I've earlier collected. Now, because of my affection, what the entire Israel gave didn't come near what David gave. I see kings arise here this morning. And the wealthiest man in Bible history called Solomon. He said, and Solomon loved the Lord. 1 Kings 3:3. And the king went to Gibeon and sacrificed there. His giving was love motivated. And God said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to miss you. I've just come to say I adore you. Help me not to hurt you. Help me not to miss you. Ah, he said, David, okay, I've given you the wisdom you are asking for, Solomon. And what you have not asked, I am going to add to you. Both riches and honor, so that no one in your day will match you. There are people here that no one in your generation will match you. Serve, sent man out of Eden. You'll be like God. You'll be like the Most High. He said, yes, I like that. Serve, sent man out of Eden. Only selflessness can get him back there. Until God becomes the center of your life, you don't have your access back to Eden. You may die in the wilderness. It was serve that sent your father Abraham, my father Adam. He sent him out of the garden. He wants to be like God. He wants to be like the Most High. Satan said, would you like that? He said, I like that. He said, come now. He sent him to the wilderness. To be back in that garden, self must give way for God. Self must give way for God. I see you returning back to Eden. I see God turning your wilderness into Eden. I see God converting your desert into the garden of the Lord. I see your struggles in the journey of life coming to an end today. I see the love of God connecting you with the best from heaven. Lift up those hands and bless his name.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673 and 817-9674, or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerscananlang.org. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kenanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroku Road, Ota, on Wednesday at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9 a.m. to 12 noon. God bless you.